Better than this, guys, being dudes here on the Draft Dudes podcast, presented by Locked On. It's Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs from the Draft Network, and we are your hosts here on this Thursday, college football picks against the spread edition of the show. It's week 12. Kyle, welcome. How we doing?
I'm doing good. I'm all fired up. I don't know if you heard it, Joe, but Brian Flores today at his press conference said we're on to Buffalo. He gave him the on to Cincinnati treatment.
Okay. Should I be
coming
nervous?
Off the heels of a win, no less?
Well, Sean McDermott told Josh Allen to play fearless.
Okay. Good. Great. Let's go.
Yeah. Kyle, we had four different last week. I don't know if you've done the math yet, but all four went in my favor. Was 10-5 last week.
Would you like me to speak my mind?
I mean, of course. That's why we do podcasts for literally that opportunity.
You don't want the expletives that would come out of my mouth right now if I were to speak my mind. Let's go ahead and do this week's worth of picks. We got a lot of games to pick.
We do. 21 of them. I'll go first. It doesn't matter to me.
I mean, you tell me. You're the one that keeps rocking this thing. So,
well, I feel ready to pick the first one, so I'll just handle it. It's number 11, Florida. At Missouri, Florida, a 7-point favorite in this game. Missouri scored 21 points over the last three games, Kyle. At Vanderbilt, at Kentucky, at Georgia, their total combined points in those games, 21. I slept on Florida last week against Vanderbilt. I will not do it this week. Florida covers.
Go Gators. I agree wholeheartedly. Missouri's not playing hot football right now. Florida is. Pretty simple. Florida's got something to play for. Missouri doesn't. So number 5, Alabama on the road against Mississippi State. Alabama is favored by 19 points, Joe. Did we get established what's going on with Tua? I read something yesterday that said they didn't see him practicing. Is there any buzz on this that you've seen?
No, I haven't. I have not seen anything in either direction on that.
My producer's going to check it right now.
Would it make – that would swing the pendulum for you on this one?
I mean, I would like to know before I make a bet.
Okay.
Reportedly a game-time decision. Again, considered a game-time decision. I think Alabama ultimately is the much more talented team. They've dropped the game to LSU. They need to play strong, need to make a statement. I think they'll take care of this either way. But it helps if Tua is playing. But I'll still take Bama no matter what.
Yeah, it's just, Mississippi State's not good enough on defense for me to be concerned with them in any way, shape, or form. Roll Tide, again, back to winning their ways. Let's see. We've got Indiana at number 9, Penn State. Penn State is favored to win by 14, Mr. Krabs. Your Nittany Lions coming off their first loss of the year against Minnesota. They're going to want to get things back on track. They probably believe if they can go beat Ohio State, they'll have a chance to go to the college football playoffs. So I'll expect to see a focused team. Now, this Indiana team's no pushover, Cal. 7-2, bowl eligible Hoosiers. They coming off a big win, 34-3 over Northwestern. I think I've said enough here to buy my time. 14 points, Cal. 14 points for Penn State to cover at home.
Still thinking.
Penn State hadn't been beaten. Penn State hadn't been beating anyone by 14. I mean, Michigan State, but not their wins have been kind of tight, man. But they're home. They want to prove themselves. I think you're going to see a focused Penn State team here. They cover and get this win at home.
I agree with you. I would take Penn State if it was 17.
Woo!
I think 20, 21 points, that's the sweet spot. I think Penn State takes care of business. Right. Number 14, Wisconsin is on the road this week, Joe. They're playing the Nebraska Cornhuskers, and Wisconsin is favored by 15 points. It's a big number. Do you happen to have Nebraska schedule?
They've lost four of their last five.
I know they're not playing good. Can you give me their point scored breakdown over the last couple weeks?
31-27 loss to Purdue, 38-31 loss to Indiana, 34-7 loss to Minnesota. They beat Northwestern 13-10, lost to Ohio State 48-7.
Give me the Badgers to cover 15. It's a big number, but I think they'll ground and pound them into the dust, and Wisconsin plays really good defense. Nebraska's offense has not been clicking the way we might have hoped that we would see it thus far this year. So give me Nebraska.
Nebraska's allowing 173 rushing yards a game. That's going to be a problem for Wisconsin. I think they control this football game and win it enough to cover the spread. Michigan State at number 15, Michigan. Michigan's favored to win by 14, Kyle.
13.5, Joey.
Yeah, 13.5.
13.5.
Michigan State's been bad lately, brother. They've lost to Illinois. And then, of course, they had the gauntlet of Ohio State, Wisconsin, Penn State, and they got shellacked 3 weeks in a row. But Michigan, I mean, I know they had a big decisive win really over Maryland and Notre Dame. They're playing pretty good ball here since the Penn State loss. So I had to keep that in mind. But I think 14 is too much for a rivalry game. Give me Michigan State to lose but cover.
Oh, boy. I told myself I was just going to fall in line with you so I could piggyback to a good record this week, but I really think Michigan covers this line. We are witnessing, in my opinion, Joe, the end of the Mark D'Antonio era in Michigan State. This thing is awful. It's horrible, the status of things at Michigan State right now. Do you remember when he got real testy with the reporters a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Asking about, well, you know, that's a stupid-ass question. Asking why, if it was short-sighted for us to not make any coaching staff changes to the offensive side of the ball. The offense stinks. And Michigan is playing on all cylinders, Joe, and it is a rivalry game. But I think Michigan, who is humming right now, is going to carry a lot of momentum into this big rivalry game against Ohio State in a couple weeks. I do think Michigan covers 13.5. If it was 14, I'd probably take Sparty.
Mm.
But 13.5 is a big difference maker for me.
Go green. Attention, past, present, and future MyBookie players. During Thanksgiving week, MyBookie is offering a risk-free bet on the Bears-Lions game. Simply choose a team against the spread for up to $250. If you win, congratulations. You've got extra holiday spending money. If you lose, congratulations to you as well. MyBookie will give you all your money back. It's a no-brainer because you literally cannot lose. It's no risk, all gravy. Doesn't matter whether you're an experienced player or a first-time customer, MyBookie welcomes all to come play. So quit waiting around and sign up today. Do you ever find yourself wanting to sports bet but have lots of questions? Don't sweat it. MyBookie's patient customer service team can walk you through the process. And the best part is, if you join this Thanksgiving week, you'll still have one last shot to take advantage of their incredible sign-up offer. Just log on to MyBookie.ag and make your first deposit with promo code LOCKEDON, and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar to jumpstart your bankroll. And that's on top of the risk-free bet. Let me repeat, that's guaranteed deposit match and risk-free betting for Thanksgiving only. So if you're a true football fan, you don't want to let this opportunity pass you by. You simply cannot lose. Make sure you do your part to support your team this season. Hop on the gravy train and get in on the action with MyBookie. You play, you win, you get paid.
Now, Jill.
Yeah, what's up, brother?
I've been sitting here thinking about this next game during our entire message from MyBookie.
Yeah?
I still don't know what to do with it.
Is this Kansas, Oklahoma State?
Kansas visiting Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State favored by 17.5. I feel like both these teams are bipolar.
Yep.
Every time I'm like, okay, I'm going to get on board with Oklahoma State, they shit the bed. Every time I say, no, The Pokes screwed me last week. They crush. So let me, what did Oklahoma State do last week? I'm assuming if they're ranked 22nd, they took care of business.
Yeah, they're coming up off a 34-27 win over TCU.
Oh, Lordy. 17.5.
Yeah.
Give me the Pokes.
Pokes I'm with home. You. Going with the Pokes here. Chuba Hubbard, unbelievable production this year. Kansas is giving up 235 rushing yards per game. That's going to be a problem with Mr. Chuba Hubbard. All give right. me the Pokes to cover.
Let me ask you a question real quick.
Yeah.
Set the over-under on rushing yards for Chuba Hubbard in this game. Side bet. Right now.
225.
225. I'm hammering the over.
That's crazy, right?
I'd make it like 249.5.
I think this next one is our only game between ranked opponents. Now we got one more. 23 Navy, 7-1, at Notre Dame, 7-2, number 16. Notre Dame favored to win by 7.5. Whew. Navy's been rolling, man. Really been rolling them down. And Notre Dame's playing pretty well, I guess, against Duke last week. Not sure how much that matters. Navy with extra time to prepare. They last played on November 1st. They were off last week. So they're going into this game off a bye. I mean, the thing about Navy is they're running. I mean, they're getting ridiculous run production, which is expected for an option team. But you look at Notre Dame, they're not foreign to playing option.
I knew this analysis was coming.
It's not a juggernaut. I think they have enough firepower offensively to get up on Navy and make it really, really difficult for them to come back. Give me Notre Dame to cover.
You know, teams who play against other triple option offenses are to you what trap games and letdowns are for me in betting.
Yeah.
It's death taxes, and Joe is going to take a team that plays two or three triple option teams every single year.
Yep.
And just smart. So happens, I agree with you wholeheartedly in this one, Joe. I do think Notre Dame takes care of business. I cannot wait for the Irish to let me down. Let's move on. Number 4, Georgia against number 12, Auburn at Auburn. And Georgia is favored by 2.5 points, Joe. I struggle with this game a little bit, but I have a tiebreaker. You ready?
Yeah.
Both of these teams have things to play for, let's be honest. But, Jake Fromm is a much better quarterback than Bo Nix, and I'm going to go ahead and use that as the difference maker in this game. Give me Georgia minus 2.5. It's a small number. Makes me feel comfortable with it. Go Bulldogs on the road against the Auburn Tigers.
Yeah, I think the quarterback matchup is decisively with Georgia. Georgia's got to be excited, man. They're in the driver's seat. They get a chance to go win this game. They get a chance to go play for the SEC championship. They can still beat South Carolina. Or no, they play Georgia Tech,
They can't beat South Carolina.
Yeah, listen. Georgia's got to be feeling really good, like they're right in this thing, right? And I think in a lot of ways they control their own destiny. I think Georgia's going to come out inspired and win the game. Let's see here. We got number 2, Ohio State at Rutgers. Ohio State's a 52-point favorite, Kyle.
And take Ohio State, you coward.
Well, listen, I think the smartest thing you can do every single week is just take Ohio State. They've been easy money. I mean, they beat Maryland 73-14 last week. Ryan Day keeps his foot on the gas pedal the entire game. Go Buckeyes.
Go Buckeyes. There are very few teams in the country I would take a 52-point spread with. Ohio State is one of them. Go Buckeyes. Now, Joe, this next game we thought was going to be a doozy. We thought this was going to be a really good game. Wake Forest coming to Death Valley to play the Clemson Tigers. Wake came into last week against Virginia Tech, ranked number 19, favored by 3 points in Blacksburg against the Hokies, and they lost. And not only did they lose, but now Sage Surratt is out for the rest of the year. Clemson's in a college football playoff slot. They're actually playing really well over the course of the last couple of weeks. They're favored by 34.5 points. I don't care. Wake has lost their best offensive weapon in Surratt. They took the wind out of their sails with a loss last week in the classic trap game I told and warned everybody about, except I didn't apply it to Wake last week. I just am constantly warning about trap games and fell into the trap game with Wake Forest myself. Give me Clemson to cover 34.5 this week. They got to continue to keep the gas pedal down as they fight for seeding in the college football playoff.
And the thing about Wake is that I like Surratt. I love their offense, but their defense has always sucked. I mean, this is a team that gave up 62 points to Louisville, 36 to Virginia Tech, Kyle. Clemson's going to have their way with that Wake defense, score a ton of points. Clemson covers. I've got number 17, Memphis, at Houston. Houston's 3-6. Lost to UCF and then SMU in recent weeks, but they beat Connecticut, Kyle, 24-17. Memphis is scoring a lot of points, man. They've only got to win by 11 to be right if you pick Memphis. It's at Houston. Does that matter?
No.
Probably not.
Not in Memphis.
Memphis is a better team.
Like, handily a better team.
Give me the Tigers to cover on the road here.
Ooh, Tigers. Memphis Tigers, though.
Yeah.
All right, number 19, Texas. Joe, this is a weird line, too. I'm just seeing this one for the first time. Number 19, Texas, on the road against Iowa State. Not Ohio State. And Iowa State is favored by 7 fat points. A full touchdown. I think Iowa State can win this football game very easily. But I'm probably going to lead Texas plus 7 just because it's kind of a large number. I'll take Texas to cover 7 on the road against the Cyclone.
I'm going with Ohio State.
Iowa State. No.
Yeah, I have to go with Iowa State here. They're at home. They've had two tight losses in a row against Oklahoma State and Oklahoma. This Texas defense is giving up 300 yards a game passing. Iowa State is a good passing team, 323 yards on average per game. I think that Iowa State will score the points that they need to cover the spread and win at home, a team that's looking for some revenge here after a couple of letdown games. All right, I've got West Virginia at number 24, Kansas State. Kansas State favored to win by 14.5, and Kansas State lost by 3 to Texas last week after the big win over Oklahoma, and then, of course, you know, handing Kansas a 28-point loss in a game that maybe some people thought would be closer. West Virginia is just kind of bottoming out. They're playing real bad. They found a way to play a tighter game against Baylor, but pretty much their last 5 games, 4 of them, they've lost pretty handily. They're going in the wrong direction here. I think Skylar Thompson's a really nice player for Kansas State. I think he's the guy that can make this game really challenging for a West Virginia defense that's allowing 421 yards a game and 32 points. Give me Kansas State to cover at home.
Joe, what I would like to do at the end of the year, I'd be really fascinated to do this, is go back and look at our betting records by conference.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you that I'm bad at the Big 12.
The Big 12 is a betting nightmare.
Yeah.
Every single week. But here's what I do know about the Big 12. West Virginia sucks this year. Give me Kansas State minus 14.5 at home. Take care of business. As you said, that West Virginia defense is in sorry shape. And I like Coach Neil Brown. I think he's going to get things turned around there. But this ain't going to be the year. Joe.
Yeah, big one.
This
here,
is the one. This is the one. Number 8, Minnesota, going to Iowa City to play the Iowa Hawkeyes at Kinnick Stadium in a primetime game, 7 o'clock.
I lied to you about that. It's at 4 o'clock Eastern time.
Oh, That changes everything.
4 o'clock Eastern time. So what is that?
We talked about this game in the pre-show. I said, Iowa -3. What a weird number. And you said, yeah, it's 7 o'clock. It's a night game at Kinnick. Yeah. And I said, well, lock it in. The Hawkeyes are winning. I don't know what to pick now.
It's 4 o'clock. It'll be dark at some point in the game, right?
Yeah, but it's not like they're not doing a blackout or anything.
I don't have any idea what they're planning on doing.
Oh, brother.
Would you like me to go first on this one? Would that help you?
Do you know what you're picking? Let's work through this one together. Let's talk about this.
What do you want to know here?
Well, Minnesota, are they going to come out of the game? I don't think that they will, like, drink the Kool-Aid, right? But they're coming off a huge win over Penn State last week. Mm-hmm. They're in the driver's seat in the Big Ten West. If they win out and then they beat Ohio State by some act of the football gods that I can't possibly begin to fathom, they'll be in the college football playoff. It's all right there in front of Minnesota. But Iowa's one of those weird places that fan base goes crazy for big games. Didn't we find out that the betting difference of a night game at Kinnick was like a touchdown?
7 points, yep.
So if this were a night game, if this were 7 o'clock, this spread would read Iowa -10.
Crazy, right?
But this line is
3 hours earlier in the day. We're not doing that?
This line's talking to me. Give me Iowa.
There's a big part of me that wants to go with Minnesota. There really is. I don't know what's the X factor. Minnesota plays good they both play good defense. Minnesota's better on scoring offense is better. It doesn't seem to matter. I mean, even Iowa's been able to limit points to the better offenses they've faced this year. I'll go Iowa. I'm not going down on this train. All right, here we go. Number one, LSU at Ole Miss. LSU 21-point favorites. Ole Miss has lost 3 of their last 4. The only team they've beaten recently is New Mexico State. LSU's rowing, man. Rowing in a big way. I don't see Ole Miss as the defense that's going to slow down Joe Burrow and company. Give me the Tigers.
Yeah, I don't think Ole Miss has enough to threaten LSU for points. I think Ole Miss probably scores 17 points tops in this game, which then means LSU has to surpass 38.
Yeah, they'll be in the 40s.
That's pretty comfortable for me.
Yeah.
I'm not doing free money, but if I were, this might be the one.
Hey, if you want free money, go bet on that Bears-Lions game with my bookie. It's risk-free.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Number 17, Cincinnati. We're coming down the home stretch here, Joe. A lot of freaking games this week. Holy cow.
21 of them, yeah.
Number 17, Cincinnati. Favored by 14 points on the road against South Florida. Does your producer have up South Florida's last couple of games?
Of course.
I know Cincinnati's a good unit. I want to know what's going on with South Florida.
Lost to Temple 17-7 last week. They beat
That was in Philly, right?
It was in wherever South Florida plays, Tampa Bay. They lost at East Carolina. No, they won at East Carolina 45-20. Lost at Navy 35-3. Beat BYU 27-23, won at Connecticut 48-22.
All right. Well, if you're not blowing Connecticut out by 30-plus points, that tells me everything I need to know. Give me Cincinnati to cover 14 against the Bulls.
Well, the both teams played Connecticut, and Cincinnati beat them 48-3. USF beat them 48-22. Not sure that matters a whole ton, but it speaks to the defenses of both teams. And South Florida's a little bit worse on defense, particularly in scoring defense, giving up an extra touchdown a game. They're at home. Give me the Bearcats. I don't.
There it is.
I don't feel super great about it, but I feel like that's a team. They're well coached. I like what Coach Fickell's doing there. All right, we've got number 10, Oklahoma, at number 13, Baylor. Man, this could be the week both Minnesota and Baylor get their first loss, huh? What's the Oklahoma's favored to win by 10, huh? You got to be disrespected here. If you're undefeated Baylor at home with a double-digit home dog, you know that Matt Rule's going to play into that. And, you know, Oklahoma's playing tight games. They beat Iowa State by one. They lost to Kansas State recently here, their last two games. And they, of course, they had the bye week sandwich in between.
Baylor's also been playing with fire the last couple weeks.
Oh, gosh. Three overtimes against TCU. They barely beat West Virginia, and they took two overtimes to beat Texas Tech. So, I don't know.
Scored 20 points, right?
Yeah, they did. Here's what I'm going to do here, Kyle. I'm going to go with Oklahoma to cover this spread, and my reason being is that they have better talent, and I think that Lincoln Riley is really going to start. This is the message, right? Like, we're a one-loss team. We're number 10. But if we can win out, if we can show some style points, we can get into the college football playoffs. And I think this would be a quote-unquote signature win over an undefeated Baylor team at this point in the season. Give me Oklahoma to win big.
Yeah, they're going to need to win by 3-plus touchdowns to really make the statement they're going to want to make. And here's the sad thing, Joe. This is as close as Oklahoma's going to get to a resume win, a signature win.
Right.
There's nobody left in the Big 12. They're going to get to the Big 12 championship game and probably play them again. And they're going to have to start blowing teams out. I like your thought process. I'll go ahead and take Oklahoma as well to cover 10 because I think they're motivated. Now, our next game is number 25, App State against Georgia State. App State's favored by 16.5 points. Joe. It's a big number for App State on the road. Last time we saw App State, they broke our hearts, didn't they?
Yeah. Now they're after beating South Carolina, they're back in the ranked column.
I think App State will win, but I think Georgia State at home can cover 16.5.
I'm going with App State here. This is a Georgia State team that's coming off a 45-31 loss to Louisiana Monroe. Can't get behind that. That's a team that App State beat 52-7. I think App State's well-coached football team, they're going to go and win big against the Panthers of Georgia State. All right, UCLA at number 7, Utah. Utah favored to win by 21.5 points. UCLA riding a little 3-game win streak here with taking care of business against Stanford, Arizona State, and Colorado.
No respect in this one, though.
No, definitely not. Utah, I mean, obviously winning games pretty handily. Both teams coming off a bye, Kyle. There you go. So if you buy into that, that's going to matter. And this Utah defense is so good, man. They're holding opponents under 250 yards. Under 200 passing yards, under 60 rushing yards. I think they're a dominant defensive unit. They gave up 28 points to Washington, but then to Cal, Arizona State, and Oregon State combined, they gave up 10 points. They only gave 13 to Washington State. Give me the Utes. Give me the Utes to cover.
Our Utes in a rout. We got two more, Joe. New Mexico against Boise State, and Boise is favored big time. Boise broke my heart again last week, failing to cover the 12.5 against Wyoming.
Too many against Wyoming.
But the way you frame that makes me think this is just right for a not very good New Mexico unit. Is that correct?
Man, you think I know a whole lot about New Mexico. I just know the stats that I'm looking at. They're bad. Giving up, they're allowing 36 points a game. They're allowing 500 yards a game. They're 2-7. They haven't won in the conference yet.
Yeah. Yeah. And Boise's at home. Give me Boise. I'm not ready to get off the Boise State train yet. I will remain faithful to our, relatively speaking, good luck we've had this year with the Broncos. Broncos minus 28 to cover.
I'll go with that as well. I can see that being a too many points scenario, but I'm not willing to take a loss here to Kyle on that game. All right, Arizona, last one here. Arizona at number six, Oregon. Oregon, 27.5 point favorites over the Wildcats, who are a bad football team, allowing 37 points per game, allowing 481 yards per game. And, you know, Oregon's playing good ball, right? They're ripping off wins. They've won every game after that. They're 8 in a row since losing to Auburn in a game that they should have won. Took care of business pretty handily against USC after the tighter games against both the Washington games. Destroyed Colorado. I like this Oregon team. 28.5 is a ton of points. Arizona can score. That's a thing. Arizona can score. And because Arizona can score, I think Arizona covers 27.5 points, but still loses by 17 or 20 points to Oregon.
I have no strong convictions one way or the other. And for the sake of me trying to keep pace with Joe Marino, who is hitting an astronomical 59% of his bets through week 11 in the college football season, I'm not going to argue with the man. Arizona. Covering 27.5. Now, Joe, we have three games different.
Yeah.
Michigan, Michigan State, Texas, Iowa State, and App State, Georgia State. The floor is yours if you'd like to make a change.
All right, I'm looking through this. There's a couple I really don't like. I really don't like the New Mexico bet. The Boise State to cover 28 against New Mexico. I don't feel great about the Minnesota Iowa game. I don't know. I think I'm just going to hold serve.
All right. Well, here's me trying to apply the lessons of this show in life, right? We talked before the show started, you and I.
Yeah.
And you said, Kyle, the ones you keep changing when we're different are all the ones that keep hitting. So I'm not going to change the ones I feel really good about, which are Michigan and Texas. I have no convictions on App State versus Georgia State. And to try and keep pace, I'm playing that game late in the year. Give me App State instead of Georgia State. App State needing to get 17 points to cover.
So by your own logic, you just did exactly what's cost you multiple times this year.
Yeah, but I had no strong convictions on the App State game.
Why not keep all of those the same and pick something that we had the same?
Because I'm not trying to lose more games. The more games we have in common at this point, the better I know my record's going to be.
But we don't know. We don't know what it looks like when you change one that's mutually the same.
I'm not here for science experiments in week 12, brother.
I want 60% bad, so I'm keeping it.
Well, that's fine. I'm at 52%. I got to get my numbers up here.
All right.
So I'm just going to shut my mouth and fall in line with the betting expert. Be content to root for 19 of 21 games the same this week and just root for Michigan over Michigan State and Texas over Iowa State.
Georgia State, if Georgia State covers the spread against App State, Kyle Krabs will?
Censored. The answer is going to be censored because I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to write somebody a strongly worded letter. That's going to do it for us today on the show. Make sure you tune in on Saturday. Keep your Rolodex of all of our bets. You can keep score along at home. Remember, go Michigan, go Texas. But other than that, go everything else that we've said on this show. Any parting thoughts, Joe?
I'm back on Twitter and the video of that 11-year-old who loves fried chicken.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Hilarious. Yeah,
I've watched it about 200 times today. I was about to give it a 201st spin, but I thought you would be done with the podcast. So now it's
I'm just out here getting free chicken.
Well, I'm here in the freezing cold getting free chicken sandwiches because the food tastes great. I mean, it's chicken. It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
You and me both, brother. You and me both like fried chicken.
Also, this is a third podcast in a row where my dog Bruce has remained in my lap the entire time. So this is just, we officially have three hosts now.
That's great. I'm really happy for us. Expanding our horizons. Thanks as always for listening to Draft Dudes. Come back, see us again tomorrow. We're going to be previewing the Week 11 slate of NFL football, including Joe's Bills against my Dolphins. Thanks for listening to Draft Dudes.